Make sure you have the KSL News Radio app to stream BYU games wherever you go. You can also get breaking news alerts and podcast your favorite KSL show, all on one app for KSL News Radio.
That's right. Download KSL News Radio app and you can listen tomorrow night to BYU versus Oklahoma. Tip off at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. You can get all the coverage, too, on KSLSports.com. We'll be breaking it down as BYU goes to Oklahoma. Norman, for the first time since 1987, first meeting against Oklahoma since the 1992 Maui Invitational. In that game, Kevin Nixon buried a game winner to put BYU in the winner's side of the bracket in the Maui Invitational, which they then later played number one ranked Duke with Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley back then 32 years ago for BYU. So it's Cougs and Oklahoma. Your thoughts on this one-time Big 12 matchup on the hardwood, Matt?
I think this is a really important game for BYU because Oklahoma, I know they've been dipping a little bit, but it's still a quality road game. And we do this fun piece every single week on KSLSports.com. Yourself, myself, Nate Slack, our producer, we answer a couple questions. It's up on the site right now. You can read it, KSLSports.com. And you, one of the questions was, is this BYU basketball team elite? And I said, I'm not ready to go there yet because they don't have a lot of great signature road wins. That UCF road win is looking better by the week. I will say that. But I want to see them get a couple big road wins. And although Oklahoma's slipped a little bit, I still think that'd be a great road win. And they need to get a few of those before the Big 12 tournament, before I start to buy in to this being a Sweet 16 team or even further. So this is a really good opportunity. And when a team's not playing great like Oklahoma has it the past couple weeks, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And it's a big opportunity because if you get that one, you're on a three-game streak, Mitch. Then you get multiple days off before you host Kansas State, which is nowhere near as good as anyone thought they would be, at home on Saturday night. Like you said earlier, this could become a nice little winning streak, but it starts with a key road game against the Sooners.
And if you can get this win, your Big 12 record would be above 500 for the first time this season. Oklahoma is 16-6 overall, 4-5 in Big 12 play. BYU, of course, 16-5 overall, 4-4 in the conference. Sooners have lost, five of their six losses have been in Big 12 play. They're led by Siena transfer Javian McCollum. He leads OU in scoring 13.7 points per game during Big 12 play. They do have a familiar face on this team, Latrae Darthard. He's a former Utah Valley player. He faced BYU the past 3 years when he was at UVU. But this Oklahoma team is, you know, looking at BYU in high regard. But the fan base for Oklahoma, they're not that excited for it. They're almost begging people to come to the game, Matt. You know, we've discussed quite a bit about how tickets at BYU basketball games, single game tickets, have been really expensive for the casual fan, $45, sometimes $60. Oklahoma's selling tickets for 10 bucks a pop, and they're selling popcorn, sodas, and beer, $2 a piece. They're begging people to come to this game,
Mitch.
They're begging people.
Get me out there immediately.
They're begging people to come through the turnstiles to see Oklahoma take on BYU. But you know what? Oklahoma head coach Porter Moser, he's the former Loyola Chicago coach that led the Ramblers to that Final Four run with Sister Jean. He's now in third year with Oklahoma. He's not as thrilled about hosting BYU because, man, he thinks BYU is pretty special in college basketball.
This is as difficult as a prep as you're going to play. As we get in talking about BYU, they run their offense as fluid as anybody in the country. It makes basketball savants excited when you see their offense. The amount of shooters they have, they're one of the top. I think they are one or two in the nation in threes. I think the Oklahoma fans are going to see that you're not going to stop them from taking them. They're going to take them. You're trying to contest them. You're trying to limit them and push them out farther. But they're going to do what they do, and they do it extremely well. They're older. They run as good an offense. They're seventh in the net, but they're also, defensively, they're also in the top 25. They're good on both ends. They're an elite team. They're a team that can make, after watching a lot of teams on tape this year, they're a team that can make a deep, deep run in this tournament because they guard and they shoot and they're older and they run phenomenal offense.
How about that, Matt? That's some high praise from Porter Moser, Oklahoma head coach. That sound courtesy of Soonerscoop.com.
Nearly an elite comment, except he couldn't help himself. He had to throw the older comments in there a couple of times. They're not that old. A lot of this team didn't serve an LDS mission. Foose didn't go. LeJackson Robinson didn't go. Like, they're not that old. They're not 25 years old, for heaven's sakes.
Well, Spencer Johnson is. He's the oldest man in college. He's 26.
Hey, we all know he's had more Cougar tails than the Oklahoma Sooners players have even thought about consuming in their lifetime. Great commentary, though, from Coach Moser. And I'll tell you what, one thing that keeps coming back to mind for me, we had Cody Feger on, was it last week? I think it was last week, man.
Yes.
On Cougar
mm-hmm.
Sports Saturday. And he talked about one of the things that has surprised him about the Big 12 play is that they didn't anticipate that their style of play would be so different from everybody else's. And I think that has really caught a lot of these teams by surprise because they are so up and down. They shoot a lot of threes, but they do it in a really tactful way. There haven't been that many games where they're just jacking them up, and you're like, what the heck is going on here? Like, they're taking good shots within the flow of the offense. And for coaches like Bill Self, coaches like Porter Moser, to give them that kind of respect, I think that speaks volumes to Coach Pope, his assistant coaches, these players, this program, for building something really unique. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. And this has been one of the most enjoyable BYU teams I've ever watched because they're not dependent on anybody, like we talked about. They play a really fun style of ball, and I love that about this team.
801-575-8255. The great thing about Cougar Nation every Monday night, we hear from you, Cougar Nation. Let's get out to the phone line. Jeff from Springville. Jeff, what's on your mind on this BYU basketball team?
Hey, I love the show. Thanks a lot. This is great.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm really excited, as anybody, about the success that BYU is having, especially on the road lately. That's really hard to win on the road, like we talked. But the only thing is, it always seems that in the second half, and you know what I'm going to say, they get a lead, and it's just always so hard. It's almost like clockwork. That lead diminishes you, and it drives you crazy. I don't know. Is this a problem, you think, or... I know I'm picking at things, but it just a lot. Just leave it at that. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. No, and I think it's a fair question because when you hear Porter Moser saying this BYU team can make a deep run, you got to get deep into the weeds and analyze every nook and cranny about this team. You know, that West Virginia game, they were +4 in the second half, outscored West Virginia 48-44. Against Texas, they were +9. Against Houston, it was even, 34-34. But, you know, you go to that back to that Texas Tech game, they were -23. You hope you don't have a moment like this at Oklahoma. It's a quad one game. You know, if you do build that big lead, you know, put the foot on the gas and put them out because this is an Oklahoma team right now, Matt, that I feel is lacking confidence. But I'm not as worried about the second half lapses as we saw maybe in the first part of Big 12 play. What about you?
Same. I was really worried about it. And then last week after the Texas win, Coach Pope in his post-game presser with the media said that that was a huge emphasis, a huge focus point for this team is second half. We have to win the second half. Regardless of what the score is at halftime, we have to win the second half. And to your point, even win in the second half, this staff, this team realizes that they got to be sharp in the second half. And I've been encouraged with a small sample size that maybe they fixed some of those issues that plagued them to start Big 12 play.
801-575-8255. We still got some time to take another call if you want to get on board with us. Again, BYU, Oklahoma tomorrow. Tip off at 6 o'clock. Pregame gets started at 5. What's a quick key that you have, Matt, for tomorrow's game for BYU to come away with a coveted road win in Big 12 play?
Hey, it's the same key as West Virginia. Get the ball to Foose. Stump that puppy in the low post. Oklahoma's a good three-point defensive team. How can you counteract that? Dump it down low. Let the big fella go to work. Foose.
I love that, and I think that Foose is just playing with so much confidence right now to the point where if Ali Khalifa isn't able to go and he's, you know, doesn't
How make would the, he get there, by the way? Would he get a first-class flight on, like, a Breeze out of Provo?
You'd have to hope that, you know, some, you know, deep-pocket booster says, hey, here's a private jet. Get him out there to, to Norman. Don't make him fly commercial, for goodness sake. I know that
people... Hey, there's the Egyptian magician of Southwest. He's in the B group.
Oh, he's got B. He's got B-31? Come on, you got to upgrade him, please. But honestly, I'm okay with BYU just turning a foose and, hey, get Ali healthy, get him ready for Saturday against Kansas State. So we'll talk to you coming up on Saturday for BYU Kansas State on Cougar Sports Saturday, and also talk to you next week here on Cougar Nation every Monday night here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.